Korach, we find something very interesting. Korach was Vikach Korach, Lokach Mekach Le'atzmo, he was Chelek Moshe Rabbeinu. And that we understand. Why do we understand? He was also from Sheva Levi, he had a Taino, he came before Eli Tzofim and Uziel. He saw Shoshelus Gedula coming out of him, Shmuel was Shavon Kamoish of Aaron. The question is, what were the rest of Klal Yisrael that got involved? What did they have to do with that? What was their Taino? V'anishim ibnei Yisrael chamishim masoyim. They were Rashi Sanhedrin. They were from the Gedolim. Gedolim in the Dor Deo. Not some. From the Gedolim. Gedolim in the Dor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is the Dor that it's Gedai to give the Torah in. From the Dor Deo, Mamish. These were the Rashi Sanhedrin, from the cream of the crop. And they be'etzem committed suicide. That's what they did. There was the machlekes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach, and who should be the kohen, Aaron a kohen, or should be Korach? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them all, "We'll make a test, and we'll see. Everybody bring keteris, and whoever Kadosh Baruch Hu is makabel, that will be the raya that they're the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose." And they all did it. 250 people, all were makib keteris. Remember, Meshal Kerech, Atov Echol Adaska, Yul Lefnei Hashem, Atov Vehim Varin Machar. Chu Ish Machtosoy, Nasatam Lehem Keteris, Rekatam Lefnei Hashem, Ish Machtosoy, Chab Nishim Masayim Machtois, Vator Varin Ish Machtosoy. Everybody did. Vehi Chu Ish Machtosoy, Vitum Aleim Eish, Vesimu Aleim Keteris, Vayamdu Pesach Ha'omeir, Umeish Varin. Mamashi, they went, they're ready to be makib keteris, to Be'etzem caused their own death. They knew that they're going to die because of it. And the Shalas, what were they thinking? What were they thinking? Bethlehem, that was, it says, by Oin Ben Peles. Chochmas Noshim Bon Tzevesa. Who's that? The wife of Oin Ben Peles. What was the grace of Chochman that she said? She said to him, make a Pashur Cheshbon Nefesh. It's either Aaron HaKohen or it's Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the people that are the players in the game. You don't even make it to the roster. You're not even the second string. It's one of these two. So you're for sure now. What do you have to gain from this machlekes? Same question that you have. Betzem, what was the grace that they asked? What was the grace of chokhma? Chokhma, no shibon tzavit. So when you're in a massive machlekes, to be able to think straight, that's very chokhma. Versus a massive machlekes, sometimes you hear about a machlekes and it's the timers are so silly. And he's standing from the side and trying to figure out what are they arguing about. It's just a silliness. When a person's in the midst of it, he doesn't have. It's like chaos. He can't think straight. But that's what she said. She said the wife of Ayman Pallas, you're for sure not the one. So what were the 250 Makrivi Akateris, the Rashi Sanhedrin, what were they thinking? So I saw that, some example from the Farshim, common Farshim that are Masber, that they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And they knew that they were going to die because of it. And nevertheless, they did it anyhow. They were Moitzer Nefesh for the chance of being makriv keteris even one time in their life is worth it to be meis nefesh. Similar, that's what some of the mefarshim or masber when you get to Nadav Aviu, pashas they knew, eish asher loy tziva Hashem. Nadav Aviu, they went ahead and they brought a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam that asher loy tziva. They knew exactly what was going on, but they were willing to be meis nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, there's a possibility, some mefarshim saying that maybe it was mutter too before there was a tzivoy. Right afterwards, the tzivoy. That no, you shouldn't come to the Beis Hamikdash. But and maybe that was the problem with these Makrivi Akateris. Now it was already after the Tzivui. You can't just do whatever you want. You can't make your Cheshbonis. We find such Cheshbonis before Matan Torah. There was Cheshbonis before there was Tzivuim. There was Cheshbonis that Yaakov Avinu was able to make. That he married two sisters. There was Chutz Laaretz. Certain things that even though it was Targum Mitzvah Shamarti, but there's certain Cheshbonis that you're allowed to make. That to be Mesakin Tikunim. They for the. Yecholis of one time being Moitzer Nefesh to be able to bring Keteris in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, that was the Lefnei Hashem, they were willing to be Moitzer Nefesh. They were willing to give up their life, Pasha, to do that. And how do we know that they were Lashem Shamayim? Because it says, I think that Revolve brings down from the Alter Kelm, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu after they all died, Vayedam Hashem Moshe Leimur, Emor Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen v'yoremis ha-machtes v'bein ha-tzreifa v'seish z'rei holo ki-kodeshu. Take all the machtes, all the pans that they use for the k'teris, and what should you do with them? It's ha-machtes ha-chatoim e'ele ben ha-fshayitzam v'asu lem rekuli pachem tzipa le-mizbeach They became Kodesh because they were used as a carbon. Now, if their kavanah wasn't Lashem Shemayim, then a person that stumbles at Jerusalem, their base Hamikdash, and brings something, not everything becomes Kodesh. It doesn't become Kodesh. If a person does a. There it says the altar of account from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzaveh to use it as a tzipur for the Mizbeach, Ki Kodeshu, because they became Kodesh, Vice says that their kavanah was Lashem Shemayim. That means that they knew what they were doing, and what they did was Lashem Shemayim. It wasn't some that they thought, maybe each one thought they would be the one of the 250. A lot of people are like that. There's 1,000 people on the list, and they're certain that they're the one out of the 1,000 people that's going to get chosen. And each one of the 1,000 is certain that he's out of the 250 people. No, they knew it wasn't them. They knew, like Ein Ben Pelz's wife, Tainan, that it's either Moshe Rabbein, Aaron HaKohen, or it's Korach. It's certainly not them. Not only that, what do they have to be Simuch on? They didn't have a Shoshel Gedul. They weren't from Shevet Levi B'chol. Right? They were from Reuven. They weren't the Bechlal weren't even from Shevet Levi. Nevertheless, they went ahead and to be Makriv. They knew that it wasn't them. That Yecholus, that mysterious Nefesh for the Reino Shalom, that was something which was the Shem Shemaim, and they did it on purpose. The Yisoid is certainly Yisoid. That means certainly to be Moisa Nefesh and give up your life to the Reino Shalom when he's not Mitzavah, that's not what we're looking to do. However, to as they say, it's much greater to live your life on Kiddush Hashem than to die on Kiddush Hashem. So that the Rashi says, interesting, by Toiv Shem Yishem and Toiv, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shimonim, Shloshi Ktarim, Him, Kesetera, Kesekuna, Kesemalkos, Kesar Shem Toiv Al Gavim. The Rabbi, the Pashup Shan Mishnah, all the Mepharshim are Meir, he starts off, Zim Shim Bay Achoy, so it starts off, Shloshi Ktarim, Him, Kesetera, Kesekuna, Kesemalkos, and then he ends off with the fourth Keser. Because the Shem Tov Al Gabim, there's four stones, there's not three stones. So a lot of Mepharshim are Masber, that Erech Rami, that Ben Yerno, the other Mepharshim, that you Keser Shem Tov doesn't stand by itself. It's not a Keser which stands by itself. A Keser Kuhuna is only considered a crown for a person, the fact that he's a Kohen, if he has a Shem Tov. If he doesn't have a Shem Tov, then the fact that he's a Kohen doesn't really mean anything. So to somebody who learns a lot of Torah, Keser Torah. If he doesn't have a Shem Tov, so then Doye Gadimi was called Terasi was Minasaf Lachutz. He was even though he was Av Bezdin. The same thing with Malchus. Same thing. Rashi seems to learn that it's Kipshutar, that Tzitzake is a fourth one. The three Ksarim sounds like, or the three Ksarim, that the three Kilim in the Beis Hamikdash, that had Ksarim. The Oren had, which is connected to Torah, and the Mizbeach had, which was connected Malchus, and the Shulchan had, which is connected Kuhuna. Rashi says as follows: "Keser Shem Tov Al Gabeim, Shu Meshubach Mikulam. Mi Sheish LeShem Tov U'Maitim Tovim Nimtzayim Boi. Number Tov Shem Yishem and Tov." Shlomo HaMelech said, "A better name, a good name, is better than good oil." What does that mean? Tov Shmom Shel Chanani Mishom VaAzariu Shel Yivali Maitim Tovim Minoda VaAviu Shenimshechu B'Shem Namishcha. Says Chanani Mishom VaAzariu were thrown into the fire by Nebuchadnezzar, and they came out unscathed. They walked out fine. As opposed to another Vavio, he says, Shrei halolo nisrafu, valolo nisrafu. Hanani v'shol v'zari were thrown into the fire, and then he got burnt. Another Vavio, they brought a terrorist, and they got burnt. He says, from the fact that they got burnt, and they didn't get burnt, we see that Hanani v'shol v'zari, the Shem Toiv, the Hainu, the Maitim Toivim, of Hanani v'shol v'zari, were on a higher level than the Shem HaMishcho of the Sagan Kehani G'dayim, of another Vavio, who bet them were Nimshchu v'Shem HaMishcho. So, Zal Zolti says that, he says that's really the nekuda. The nekuda is dying on Kiddush Hashem or living on Kiddush Hashem. Certainly, they were meister nefesh for Kaddish Baruch Hu and they died on Kiddush Hashem, ukedemeh. But the Shem Tov, which is created through a person's meisim of living on Kiddush Hashem, that every meisim that he does, that's certainly a higher dagger. So how does a person meister nefesh when he's alive? So like we mentioned many times, Rashi says the mysterious nefesh im yesh es nafshechem. Rashi says. He says, it's in Kama Kama Kamis. He says, Rutoinchem. Nefesh is Rotin. Mysterious Nefesh means mysterious Rotin. To give up your Rotin for something. To give up Rotin, that's what mysterious Nefesh is. Rotin. When a person gives up his Rotin, when he's passionate about something. When a person is passionate about something, then he's willing to give up a lot of Rotinus. The Gemara says, Maishno Rishainim, the Gemara, it's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, in the same Gemara in two different places. And the answer, the Gemara to the question, seems to be two different answers. Gemara says, "Ma'aseh Rishonim de'Sarach Shlomis, Ma'aseh Nachrin de'Sarach Shlomis." Gemara in Brachas Achach, it's also in Sanhedrin Chelik, what's the difference between the first earlier generations, which earlier generations is talking about a generation beforehand, and our generation? How come the early generation of Kadosh Baruch Hu did Nisan for, and the later generation of Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't do Nisan? Gemara says Yehuda, when he was Matsar, in the last generation was Matsar, when there was a drought, he would take off one shoe and rain would fall. And we scream and we daven and we cry because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do any Nisan for. What's the chilek? So Brachas, the Gemara says, the difference between the Rishonim and the Acharonim is the Masri and Nafshai v'Kedushas Hashem. They were Moitz and Nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which got out of the mysterious Nefesh, the Gemara says over there, what was the mysterious Nefesh? That one of the Meroim saw a woman walking down the street and she was wearing something which wasn't Matim for you to wear, and he went and he ripped it off of her head. Found out that at the end of the day it was Taka Goy. He didn't wait around to see maybe the Goy, he didn't find out something which is not Matim, that's it. He didn't let it go. It didn't fly. Gemara says the same similar Gemara in Chelek. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Rishonim and Acharonim? Elo Rachmana Liba Boy. Gemara says, Rachmana Liba Boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants life. And that's the difference between the Rishonim and the Acharonim. Lachur, really, those two different answers, Lachur, the answers are really the same answer. When a person when a person is passionate about something, then he's willing to be Moitz Nefesh. A Tolem is willing to give up his retainers and willing to give up his feeling of comfortability to be, and his feeling of his desires, if he's passionate about something. You see a person who's passionate about making money. He's willing to work 16-hour days. He's willing to sleep in the office if he needs to. He's willing to get up. And he's willing to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for weeks on end so that he should have the extra time. He's willing to do it. He's willing to really... That's Mesiras Nefesh. That's a person who's passionate about what he's doing and therefore he's willing to give up his retainers. Maybe he's one type for a different time. I'm not saying. And the kud is when a person is passionate about something, then he's willing to give it up. He's willing to give up his retainers. I saw in the Mayan Shavu, he says that we find such a thing of a mysterious nefesh of a person that the Gemara says, the Rambam says, how does the din edus of miso? He says, dafka, if a person has asra, it has to be that two edim come and they see a person is about to kill somebody else, and they say, do you know that it's also to kill somebody? Yes. Do you know they're going to get miso? Yes. Vafa pikin ani yirsa. Even so, I know that I'm going to get miso for it, and even so, I'm doing it. What's he doing? Because for whatever reason is, he feels that it's worth it for him to be mysterious nefesh, he's willing to give up his life to get back at this person, nakama, bakula, or whatever it is. Certainly, if a person is moist and nefesh of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Masayim Chamishimish, the Nadav Aviyu, that they give up the life to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they were passionate about it. But like we're saying, the ikr is not the giving up the life. The giving up is the Mesiras Nefesh is lav dafka a person's life. The Mesiras Nefesh is a person's retainers. When a person is passionate about something, then he's able to give up his retainers for his passion and will be able to have. The more that a person has a passion, he has a rotten, he has a leiv, then the more siyata d'shmai he has for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has siyata d'shmai, that's the rachmana liba boy. And a person is able to accomplish tremendous things when he's passionate for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you see from different people, if you single individuals, if you look around, single individuals that are tremendously, have a tremendous hashpa, because they were passionate about something. They got into something, and then that's it. They were able to... They were able to help tremendous amount of people. They were able to, whether it's a chelik of Torah, and they became that's their chelik, right? Ravai, he's the bug man. Everybody knows in the entire world he's the bug man. He was mashkiya a tremendous amount into it, and that's what and his the awareness of this came from him. Uri Zohar, right? He was the person that gave up his whole career for Yiddish guy, and afterwards he became passionate about Kiryas Rechayim. There's people, every person, there's somebody that's I think he's probably even a little bit younger than me. He's passionate about Dalad Minim and about the Metzias and all the different bugs that eat the different Minim. And that way, if you know exactly what goes on by Esregim and things like that, then you're able to understand all the things that you're seeing on the Esreg. Is it really that it's missing or it's not missing? Is it what Chelik of the Esreg is missing? Why is it this color? Is it a color of the Esreg? Is it a color of a bug? Is it whatever? He put out a handbook and hundreds of Moitzim and Rabbanim are using his handbook because this was it. He took it and he went with it. Now, every person has some sort of tendency, some sort of, like the Chavis Lava says, there's a tendency, things that a person that pull a person towards Avodah, he says, towards working. He says, towards work, a person, every person has a tendency, he says that the Chavis Lava says that a person should go with his
tendency.
He says, even if there's the, you like your medicine, so go become a doctor. Even if the job that you got, it's not doing so well, he says, don't leave it. This is what your HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And be talking at a time when it's going that bad. But the same thing in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, people have a pull to something. Usually there's some sort of something that turns a person on, whether it's halacha, it's a certain aspect of halacha, it's chesed. Every person has that. If a person is passionate about it, take that passion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to use that Rachmana Libaboy, that lathe that he put into you. It's very hard, Bismanenu. We don't have the Rachmana Libaboy, so Rav Volba says, one of his Svarim, he says, what's the difference between the Deris Rishon and Deris Achrayim? We know Niskan Vaderis. Niskan Vaderis, what do you mean? We have how many people are learning nowadays that we have this way in many, many generations? The amount of Torah and the amount of the Yechilis to access Svarim and the Yechilis for. What's the Niskan Vaderis? Niskan Vaderis is in the lathe. That's what the Niskan Vaderis is. That's where. But for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's very hard to happen to the lathe. But everybody usually has something, etva, something that talks to them. A person that's passionate about it, take the passion, do something that's serious nefesh. A person, whatever it is that talks to you, but to invest in it, whether it's gemilas chasodim, whether it's davening, whether it's learning, whether it's a special aspect of learning, whatever it is that a person talks to a person, to take that avodas Hashem and take that interest, take that passion and use it for avodas Hashem. And that way you'll be able to live your life al Kiddush Hashem and not have to wait for another Vavi or the Messiah Mecham Yishish to die al Kiddush Hashem, right? That's the Maggid told the Beis Yosef that if Yisrael will be able to die al Kiddush Hashem. We know that he didn't die al Kiddush Hashem. His whole life was Kiddush Hashem. The whole life of the Beis Yosef was one big Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from us. That's our avodah here, to live al Kiddush Hashem.